And this is our first interview online. Good morning, Tashara.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very, very busy. All the cuts in La Trobe are taking its toll on you.
Yeah, they are a little bit.
And you're going to talk to us about what's going on with... It was a bit sudden, wasn't it? Because I don't think it's hit the news yet. Tell us more about it. No.
Yeah, it hasn't hit the news yet. It has locally, but not...
Mainstream.
Yeah, not mainstream. And it's not sudden, though. This has been going on for several years.
Yeah, true.
To be quite honest.
Yeah, but this is a major cut, a major move, isn't it?
It is a major move. So La Trobe University has decided to cut from their arts departments at Bendigo and Mildura. They're selling it as they're working to become the premier arts destination in regional Victoria, but they're doing so by proposing cuts to their Bachelor of Creative Arts, which are likely to commence in the first semester of the new year.
That's very contradictory.
It is very contradictory. It's a very contradictory proposal. With this proposal, what we'll see is potentially less staff and less options for students to learn a diverse range of media.
Right. So how much of the art faculty are they actually culling out?
So at the moment, there are 5.5 full-time equivalent teaching staff, and if the proposed cuts go forward, there'll be 1.6. That's just at the Bendigo campus. And what we'll see is three current majors will be gone, and replacing them will be painting, drawing and digital technology, where at the moment we currently have fine arts, photography and graphic design. They're saying that, you know, this is in a climate where digital technologies are really needed in the arts, but they're cutting the majority of digital technologies out of their courses.
And how are they explaining these cuts to Charlotte? It just completely doesn't make sense listening to what you're saying.
Well, it doesn't make sense at all. They're looking at this and saying to us that it's a measure of continuous improvement. They're also saying that there were problems with the current course. I think one of the most concerning comments that they make in the change proposal is that the proposed current arts curriculum, none of the 73 subjects offered at Bendigo campus or 46 at the Majura campus were compliant with regards to assessment items or rubrics and La Trobe essentials and other capstone requirements, which is really concerning for the students that are studying now and have studied. And they're saying that this change proposal is a measure to address that, but they're not doing it in the right way, and they're cutting from all the wrong places, and they're going to do it with less staff.
That doesn't make... hang on. So they're cutting the list of things that you've just stated. Are they replacing it with alternative art program, or is it just a complete...
They definitely are. So what they're doing is they're getting rid of fine arts, photography and graphic design. Graphic design, which was a big enrollment major as well, and they're replacing that with painting, drawing and digital design. So digital technologies will go from two majors into one and will probably include video. We're not sure because we still don't know what subjects will be offered and what electives will be offered. They're not talking to the students. And several students are now writing to the VC and the change committee, and we're just not getting the answers that we need.
Yeah. From my understanding, it seems like what they're doing is actually amalgamating some of these subjects. Would that be accurate to say? Because a lot of it seems to be they're aiming for more generalisation and less specialisation for the course.
That's exactly what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like, unless you look at painting and drawing. But painting and drawing is just one component or one media that the arts industry needs. And it looks like that they're getting rid of everything else. We're going back in history. To me, that says that photography and design is not art.
Yeah.
And that's just not where we're at.
Yes, the problem is... the overarching framework within which we are working at the moment is that it started off with the three R's in lower schooling areas, and then we are focusing on business and science and arts being left in the back burner. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree with that. I think people forget that arts are a significant contributor to the social, cultural and economic welfare of our society. And it's much easier for them to forget that art creates vibrant, connected and creative communities, you know. And I think, you know, in our capitalist society, it's much more important to be successful in business than it is to be creative.
One of the key things I find is people forget or perhaps not see the connection between art and science, because in the end, when you do research, you have to have a theory. A theory is something that's creative in your, you know, you need to imagine a theory, write it up, and then research it. And if you don't have that creative ability or component in the way you do things, it's not even a scientific process. You know, it's the connection is totally missed, because you have to have lots of imagination to come up with a theory, surely.
That's very true. You know, particularly with conceptual art today, research is a massive component of that. And we work interdisciplinary with so many other streams across academia in order to come up with our finished product. And science is a big factor there, absolutely.
So tell me, what's happening? What's the response like from students, student unions, and anyone else is willing to or is concerned about this issue?
Well, if it wasn't, the students weren't told. That's pretty much how La Trobe decided to deal with students. We were left in the dark, and I acquired some confidential documents that were sent to all of the humanities staff. And I made those public, and now students are furious. They're furious, they're worried what their past studies mean and where they'll go in the future. They're not getting the answers that they want. So they've started writing to the VC and to the Change Committee, and a Facebook page is being set up called Quality Education at La Trobe, and we're using that to get information out to the staff. And we're asking the public to jump on board as well. You know, if you value the arts in your community, you need to value the arts in the education system as well.
That's right. And it, you know, it looks like it's a battle is brewing at La Trobe over this issue. Would that be right?
Yeah, it certainly is.
And the Students' Union, have they started anything yet? And anything that public can participate in?
The Bendigo Student Association is supporting us. So they've organised a teleconference. One of the students that we nominated attended a teleconference yesterday with Tanya Fitzgerald, who's leading the Change Committee. But apart from that, there's not much more support given. And interestingly, being a regional campus, we're not covered by La Trobe Student Union. We have our own student organisation, which tends to be less political.
So, Tashara, what is your position there, and how can people get involved?
I think the best way for people to get involved is to get on Facebook and go to the Quality Education at Bendigo La Trobe page and get in contact with us. You know, there's all sorts of campaigns that are going to be coming up about this, and that's one of the ways that we're going to notify people.
Okay. And you are part of the Students' Union, Tashara?
I'm a member of the Bendigo Student Association, but what we're doing is sort of separate from them. This is just a group of students that have studied art or hold value in the arts that are upset and want to do something about it.
Okay, thank you so much, and hopefully the people will, at least now they are being informed, they will give you your support. Thank you so much for being available at this time of the morning, Tashara.
Not a problem. Thank you for speaking to me.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.